DDP yoga. Its very name is a contradiction unto itself.
Because it's not your mama's yoga.
I know you're always hearing me talk about how great this workout is for strengthening and healing your body.
I threw up my back.
I couldn't get out of a chair.
I want you to hear it from a WWE superstar.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards. I've really endorsed DDP yoga for a very long time, and I have to say, it's something that's become an addiction, a positive addiction, because zero impact, it really helped me speed up the healing process, staying injury-free, zero impact, and also eliminating the aches and pains in my neck and my knee and other areas that bother me every day.
Doing this for a couple weeks and people are starting to ask me, what's going on? You look great.
You're gonna have to pry my dead hands off this yoga mat when I go. This is me now. This isn't imagine myself living without it.
Because if you didn't do the work when you did, I wouldn't be here doing the work now.
I've done trainers, I've done gym memberships, I've done everything. This is the first thing that I have stuck to.
It's time for you to influence yourself and to take control of your own life.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Welcome once again to another Wednesday night. It's 9 p.m., October the 9th, and man, summer flew by and fall is flying by. It is DDP Radio with yours truly, Sparky, and I'm sitting alongside virtually of Robert and Stacy, your other hosts. What's up, guys?
I don't know much. I can almost smell you from here, Sparky.
Hey, it's okay. I should be pretty clean. I gave all the boys a bath before I came up here, which sort of necessitated me taking a bath myself anyway. And I should be squeaky clean for you guys. And
I appreciate that.
You're ready for bed, too. Lucky you.
Yeah, I'm also ready for bed, yeah. So, man, and man, this week has been one of those weeks already. And it was kind of like at the end of last week where I feel like it's a dog-eat-dog world and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. And we should just say, you know, we're pretty lucky. As far as I know, for everybody who caught the end of last show, I'll just throw it out there that we're operating on PT-13 starting out at the beginning of this show. And as far as I know, Slim's not coming in, so we shouldn't have to adjust the rating at all.
Okay, good.
That went over my head. I totally admit it.
Just playing along, so I don't know what the hell he was talking about either.
you were there for the mutual love at the end of the last show, Robert.
Well, yes, and I was mostly paying attention, yes.
Yeah, Stacey, at the end of the show, we still had Slim on, and there was a lot of love to flow. Love was bounding and overflowing the boundaries of DDP Radio, so.
Oh, that's good. I love it when that happens.
It was actually disgusting, but yes, it was still so good.
Yeah, Robert actually needed a rag to clean up a little bit of what spilled on him from there, so he got kind of messed up.
I think you should stop expanding on it.
So what a week. We got a lot of stuff going on. For those turning in, yeah, you can just pull on into the show because we're really cruising right now. But if you didn't listen to last week, what we're talking about is the first winner of the DDP Yoga Challenge, and that was Slim. And there should be a little surprise coming up for some people here. Hopefully at some point in the show, a special guest might pop in for us and tell us a little bit more about that. But I thought it was a pretty good show last week. And the contest is pretty damn awesome. So, As always, people are talking about their websites and refreshing their blogs and whatnot. And Stacey, I thought, didn't you just reskin your site?
I'm in the process of giving my site a new look and a little bit of a new spin. And I'm having lots of help, as always, from Robert. I don't even know if I should. It's too late now. I said it out loud. But Robert has been a huge help. He's just been a huge help. And I would have no site without Robert. And with all that's been going on, you know, I don't want to tax him any more than I have been. So I'm sort of like half teaching myself and half taxing Liz from Team DDP Yoga, because she is a wonderful technical talent, and she's offered to help, and she's really like the brains behind my new look. So I got a lot of people to thank.
Yeah, it's been, because you were on Blogger for a long time, and just to get those posts over was an adventure in itself.
Oh my God, I can imagine. Yeah, Robert helped too. When I was on Blogspot, I had been doing it already for about 3 years, and I had just mega archives of recipes and postings and things, and somehow it was like that Dr. Seuss book where Mr. Carp, the fish guy, makes a big whale back into a little fish that you can, you know, fit back in the fish tank. Robert somehow magically made my blog fit into this new system. So I couldn't have done it. So anyway, Robert, I'm indebted to you. I'm not going to have children, but if I were to have a firstborn, you'd have dibs on it.
Well, you can definitely. I've got two of my own, and trust me, anybody who wants to give me their kids, don't. I'm good.
Oh man, the funny thing is when IT guys do stuff, it's, you know, Stacey, you said, you know how much work that goes into it, but a lot of people think that kind of thing happens automatically. It's like, it's my term for it, because, you know, they tell you, and Robert's familiar with this, which kind of makes me laugh. You know, they either give you a sound. It's kind of like when you take your car to the mechanic and you're kind of being like, just purr, purr, purr. But people tell you stuff like their fan's about to die or something's going on with their machine, or, you know, I got this blue flickering screen on my monitor, and they expect you just to go with that, and you will solve the world's problems. But people who do that have tons and tons of patience like our Robert, and are very, very talented, also like our Robert.
Yeah, I do not have patience. I will be the first one to admit that.
And you have tons of it. I am very envious of your patience sometimes.
Yeah, I think that you know the truth about that from talking to me on so many topics, Sparky, about how much patience I really do have.
Yeah, but the key thing, and it's kind of like life, and it's kind of like having patience with your workouts and yourself, and when you're transforming yourself, you know, sometimes you lose it, but, you know, as long as you keep your cool on the outside, it's always okay to lose it a little bit on the inside. That happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? You find that's where workouts can come in extreme use when you're feeling that, like, pressure cooker feeling?
Yeah, I mean, at 4:30 a.m. now, I found myself that I don't necessarily have the same outlet like when I'm super frustrated to want to like blow some steam off. But at the same time, since I'm doing them frequently enough, I don't have to blow as much steam off. But yeah, if I'm really pissed, it's really great to do a workout.
Oh, I discovered something this week, and this is really great for blowing steam off. If you don't have time for a workout, and I know you can do this, Sparky, because I've seen your workspace from that amazing photo when you were doing some sort of mid-air, you know, I don't even know what you call it, but it's something, I don't know if I'll get to do it in this lifetime, but it looks like you have enough space to do this, and most people do, is I just dropped to the floor and did a plank for 2 minutes, you know, and if you can go longer, go longer. But, I mean, it releases so much, I don't know, it's the equivalent, without making a sound, of going outdoors and screaming, you know. So that's, I swear, try it. It really does do something to the valve.
I think you're onto something there, because, you know, when you have that's a full body reaction to it, because your mind has to stay in the game to keep your body in the game. It's something like a plank. You're engaging your core and everything to hold it there. It's kind of like, you know, if you do that or down dog or something like that, that's a full body engagement. That's pretty sweet. But you got my. I'm curious now. When I was like, is it the side move that I was doing on my elbow?
Yeah.
And okay.
This is when you were used in that ad for. I'm so tired. I can't even think of the Manduka. Remember that? I don't know what it was called, but I'm like, well, I can't even imagine doing that.
It was like Yogi of the Month or something like that.
Yeah, that was my Yogi of the Month over at Manduka. But and they are great Matt, and they're great people over there, super supportive of DDP Yoga. But that was Sidecrew. Actually, Arthur pulled that out of me. I would have never hit that if it wasn't for Arthur.
Oh my god,
which is pretty cool. And I would never have broken my glasses into my temple if I didn't trust that move. Either, sometimes you take a little incidental pain, to move forward.
I bet it was worth it.
Oh, it was, man. That was a really cool thing. There's a couple things that, like, you can always milestone, I think, from doing DDP yoga and changing your life that you can always look back and kind of smile and be proud about. Like, there's one move, I called it Crazy Plank, and I believe Liz just did it a while ago, but it's where I'm like sort of levitating on my elbow and my foot, like sideways.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. Black Crow, hitting Black Crow for the first time is always one of the coolest moves to get done.
Yes.
And then the Side Crow, that was just crazy. I couldn't believe Arthur pulled that out of me. I never would have thought I was able to hit that. And then the last thing I did was that 100 bank salute, which totally wrecked my hamstrings. That's okay. Which I am still recovering from.
I got to try some of these because you're making me look like a slacker here, Sparky.
I'm just throwing as many of those out as I can because I got to keep up with this new breed that we got. The Liz's, the Christina's, and the Travis's.
Yeah, it's like we have this super race now.
Yeah.
Of members. My God. Man, what I want to drink what they're drinking in the morning.
I don't know. I might be scared to drink what they're drinking in the morning. But they're really killing it, which is pretty awesome. But and actually Travis is getting me inspired a little bit. One of the big things that people do aside DDP yoga is martial arts and mixed martial arts. And I know that's something that Marlon's really big into.
Yes.
And his kids are into it, and it's super inspiring. I actually I pinged him a little bit about it, and then Travis does jiu-jitsu as well. So I'm actually looking to get myself at 40, almost 41, and my son 5 into a class just to see what it's all about.
Cool.
And maybe it'll help me reach a little bit of that beast mode that those guys are in. So anybody that's out there, if you listen to the show and you want to hop in, you got some questions for us, it's just a community show. We're going to go like wherever it takes us. Sometimes we don't know what we're talking about. We actually don't have a lot on the agenda for tonight, so it could be your show too. You can give us a call at 347-994-1216. And Robert will queue you up and we'll get you in. Or if you're on the computer or you're on the phone and want to get on the computer, you can go to ddpradio.com. That'll take you to our Blog Talk Radio site where the chat room's up. And Stacy, Robert, or I will be in there. And Stacy's just jamming in there right now. If you toss her a question, we'll be sure to bring it up on the show and get it in and see what we can do for you. So. Oh man, trying to check out Dallas's calendar, and he's been pretty full lately, hasn't he, Robert?
Oh yeah, it's been there's been, because I keep it updated on the site. I do that at least once a week, and it's just there's been a lot of stuff to add lately.
Yeah, he's got the January. He just put up a January workshop, which is going to be down in Georgia, which is pretty sweet, and I'm sure that thing's probably close to filled. Spots on that seem to go pretty fast.
And that's, I haven't even, because I've been working on that website, so I haven't even put it out on the team site or on Facebook yet, so Yeah, there's definitely still spots available, but it is going quickly, even with that.
What I'm interested in, I always go and look at the calendar that's on ddpyoga.com appearances. If you want to see where Dallas is at, and the calendar that Robert is always updating with all the appearances, it's at ddpyoga.com/appearances. He's doing a show next Wednesday called Beards and Bullshit Radio.
Yes. I really had to think about that before I put it on the calendar, going, do we want to, like, censor this or something? But that's the name of the show, is Beards and Bullshit.
I have to take a listen into that, because we actually have a huge beard, I don't want to call it, we'll call it a group, a huge beard group following in Team DDP Yoga. Because a lot of the guys have come in with super manly men beards, almost like mountain men beards. I know when I started DDP Yoga, I had like this big ass beard when I started. And guys like PD and Marvin and those guys all have the beard. It's kind of like if you're the beard in DDP Yoga. So I got to check this out.
Yeah, just like, excuse me, Slim and Brad the Bishop. You know, they're both look like they're on that, the hell's the name of that show? Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
And you have a pretty, long, elegant beard, don't you, Robert? At least you did at the retreat.
Yeah, it's getting pretty long there. The eventually I'm going to do something with it, but now I'm just too lazy.
Yeah, I actually edited mine down. That one of the coolest things when I lost the weight and I actually felt good about my appearance. I tried to go with like a stylized beard, kept the chin strap and a little goatee and stuff. So
that pretty much proves that you're a tech guy. That you didn't say cut it or shaved it. You said edited it.
I clipped it on down. But you mentioned Bishop and Bish, man. That dude's beard is like its own personality. That guy's beard is awesome. I think his beard and Brett Kiesel's beard from the Pittsburgh Steelers could fight and Bishop could win. So,
I think here, hold on for just a second. Is that you, bro?
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, it's D-Man.
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Stacy. Robert.
Hey.
Did you guys get that video I sent you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it's great.
Yes, we did. It's amazing.
Okay, did you talk about it yet?
No, we're waiting for you, bro.
Okay, cool. For you guys out there, and Stacy's throw it up on the chat room right now.
Okay.
I forgot to call in last week because I got sidetracked because it was Linda's birthday here. And we were playing those, it's called Whirly Ball. I don't know if you ever heard of it before, but it's played in bumper cars. Now, bumper cars are made for kids, you know, that are really like under 5 foot tall. They're not made for 6 foot four, you know, 225 pound guys who are beat the F up. Man, that game, it's you're playing in bumper cars and you're using like a highlight or a lacrosse handle, but you don't have the whole stick. All you have is a little handle for your grip pin, and you shoot a wiffle ball around the course, and you try to shoot it into the target. We played that for about. It crippled me.
A bumper car and shoot.
It crippled me. So that's how I got sidetracked last Wednesday. God, I wish I was on the show and talking because I'm still feeling it. But thank God for the workout and ice, or I'd really be crippled up. Bottom line is, last week we announced that the first winner of the challenge, which was voted on by, you know, all the different people who put their comments in, as far as our top people who are inspiring, from Terry Lang to this crew right here, Robert and Sparky and Stacy and Arthur. And everybody's votes came in, you know, what order they thought people should be in. And we had some amazing, amazing bloggers that went down. And it was really close. It was really close. And I was glad that Slim actually won the first one, because he's been doing this for over a year. And his blogs are really inspiring. It was all about him, you know, and his wife, you know, telling their story and their journey of the next 40 days. And, you know, I'm sure that some people would think, well, at some point he's going to win one of them anyway, so let's get that out of the way. So I was glad to see that. So he was the winner of the first 3 months. And how we're going to do this is if you're blogging, keep blogging. And if you don't want to start today because right coming into Christmas, now it'll be right coming into Christmas or January. I'm not sure. It'll be one of those two. We're going to, you know, reward someone else with another $5,000, and then we're going to do it towards the end of March, and then we're going to do after that. Those three people will qualify, but still everyone will qualify for who's the most blogging blog of the year. And someone could really come in strong and be in second a couple of times in that monthly, you know, that 3 month or quarterly contest, and then just smoke everybody at the end and be awarded $10,000, a total of 25 grand total. So again, if you're blogging, you want to get it out there and keep doing it. Just inspire people because it's going to make you better. And if you happen to actually get money out of it on top of that, wow, that's like a win-win-win. But if you want to see how we came across Slims and when I came out there to surprise him with the money, you definitely want to check out the video on DDP TV. And I know Stacy's putting that up in the chat room right now. And everybody, if you get it and tweet it out and blog it out, it choked me up. It was a really good my guys here did a really great job in Slim, and all they could do is take what they've given, you know, he gave them, and then make it, you know, what it is. And it's a really, really cool, inspiring video about the journey that Slim's been on so far.
Yeah, it was a super inspiring video. All his stuff is just so good and so heartfelt. I thought he was great to be where he was because he sets the bar, but he is so real.
You know, and I think, and Stacy, you'll know about this because you had a huge weight loss, and there had to be, I'm sure there were points where you stalled for a little bit and just had just minor little victories. And I think Slim was at that spot where, you know, he'd lost so much, 203 pounds in 1 year. You know, tough to, you know, to keep that role going. And I think this absolutely helped him to even recharge even more just to see what, you know, he actually called me the other day and told me that he was starting an awareness group where he was going to play the living life at 90% and talking about people who, you know, about self-worth and people who, you know, were, you know, overweight and, you know, overeating and just, you know, reaching out to groups of people. He ain't getting paid to do that. You know, he's just going out there and doing it. So I think that's pretty cool. Stacy, did you hit some of those blocks as you went through this journey?
Yeah, I did. I mean, at a certain point, the momentum does slow a little. And it's a big, even though Slim and I, we both did it in a very healthy way, it is a big deal on the body. So the body sometimes says, hey, I need a little break, you know?
Right,
and,
sure.
You got to learn not to get frustrated. The body has a mind of its own and an intelligence of its own. And you just roll with it and you keep working out and you stay positive.
And you right now, I know that you, since you have taken in that whole wheat belly thing and, you know, looking at the your mentor of Terry Lang there on the If I Can Do It, Anybody Can Do It, you've really, like, you've curved some corners here and really taken it to another level now, huh?
Yeah, I've decided I want to kick it up a notch. And for me, based on Terry's progress, that's meant giving up sugar, at least for a while.
Right.
And
you may not
it's not so bad, but it's not always easy, let me tell you, because sugar, as we're going to be hearing in a couple of weeks from Nancy Guberti, the nutritionist who's going to be on October 23rd, it literally does the same thing inside your body as a drug, as heroin, in terms of dopamine. And I couldn't have done this 3 years ago. I had to be at a real kind of balanced place psychologically. Because when you take sugar out of the equation, you feel everything, like every, you know, emotional pain and bad mood and every little irritation just kind of gets amplified, you know. But I've learned to deal with that, and now I'm living at a, you know, much different level than I was, say, 6 months ago.
One of the things I want to ask you, because sugar, like milk, like wheat, you know, dairy, et cetera, they're all cause super inflammation to the body. Does your body feel healthier when you stopped eating it?
Yeah.
Is it noticeable?
Yeah, healthier and just more even keeled, because, you know, we all know how sugar spikes the blood.
Right.
And it just, I just felt more calm. And definitely the inflammation started. What I didn't have a lot anyway because of the gluten and the cow dairy that I'd given up. But my pants got looser. I'm going to be doing a blog that I'm releasing on Friday on why I'm having a sugarless birthday. And it's going to be my first, you know, because I used to look forward to, like, the gluten-free birthday cake and the buttercream frosting, you know. But I'm doing my own version of cake made of beans, which, no, it's not the same thing, but it's good enough, you know. And that's part of what my recovery has been is, you know, I can't always replicate the flavor sensations and the taste of what I used to live on and expect change, you know. So it's kind of like, okay, it's not my first choice, but it's enough. And I made a bean version of a red velvet cake, and it turned out okay, and it was more like a mauve velvet. It didn't quite have that zip, you know. But, you know, it's like, it's okay. I feel better, and my size 8 jeans are looser now. And I know, like, I've been joking with you, Dallas, like, I feel like my saddlebags are surrounded by the SWAT team with their hands up, and they got to come out of the building now. So that's my ultimate goal, is to get rid of those guys.
Yeah, and it all comes down to, what do you want? I mean, I don't care what goal you're trying to set. It all comes down to, you know, what do you want? And then how hard are you willing to work for it? Because anything's achievable, you know, especially when it comes to you and your body. It's just the hurdles and the stories that we tell ourselves. And, you know, sugar is my last real addiction. You know, and I don't eat a lot of it, but when I do want it, I eat it. And, you know, I just have a fast metabolism on top of that, and I always stay ahead of it. But, you know, that's the one thing I know. That's one of the reasons my body aches sometimes, no matter how many workouts I do or hot tubs or, you know, chiropractic or massages. I'm still going to feel beat up. I was watching a CrossFit thing tonight. Andrew was watching it downstairs, and these guys in these CrossFit competitions, oh, my God, they beat the F out of themselves. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The punishment. You know, fun to watch, but they were carrying this, the last thing they were doing to win the contest after they'd done all these superhero-type things, they put the straps on their shoulders, and now they're digging in and pulling, like, you know, this sled that's got, I don't know, 300 pounds of weight on top of it. And just watching them have to pull the torque in their back, I was getting sore watching them.
Oh, man.
So what are you guys talking about tonight?
Been rolling. Go ahead,
Spark. No, you go.
I was just saying we were rolling in a little bit about some challenges and a little bit about being accountable and just a hodgepodge.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll let you guys get back to that. And remember, if you guys, you want to join the challenge, go to ddpyogachallenge.com and check it out. And it's all right there. And I attribute that whole thing about blogging, you know, to win would be cool. But bottom line is, you really win every time you inspire someone else, because that's where the whole team DDP Yoga whole concept comes from. You know, instead of just talking to Arthur or just talking to Terry or just talking to Smokey, got to talk to so many more people by talking to one person just on that site. And, you know, so proud of everybody who's on that site and reached out and helped each other. So keep up the good work and have
a
great show, guys.
Dallas, I have a thank you from the chat room from Mark Furness, who says, thank you for calling his girl the other day and that she's home from the hospital.
Yeah, she's a warrior just like him. She's coming up on her 100-pound weight loss mark, and she had a little surgery that she had, and she got the other side of it, and he asked me if I would, you know, if I would reach out to her. And I reached out to him because I saw, as I was looking through Team DDP Yoga one night, and I look, I go on there all the time. Sometimes you'll see me at 2 o'clock in the morning making posts of people because I just get pulled in, and I'll get in the chat room once in a while and just start, you know, kibitzing with people. But I noticed that he'd said he'd lost 103 pounds, and I want to say it was 6 months. I might be wrong about the exact date. But the first thing I went to look for, did he take the 6 pictures? Because then, I mean, it's like you're in the journey from day one. And, you know, if you took the 6 pictures, took the measurements, did all of that, you really, and people who didn't wish they did. Right, Stace?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can tell you.
But it's a great example because you had such an amazing story and you didn't take them, and that's okay. But you really want to see that flexibility, how you've grown, and you know, see your core strength and how it's grown. Like, where do you see the app we're doing? Oh my God, it's going to be amazing. Steve was just showing it to me right before I got on this phone call. But back to Mark. I went and I saw, boom, he took the 6 pictures, and he had them like every 30 days. And I just started getting in touch with him, and then by the time, you know, I really figured out where he was, he's in Ireland. He's, you know, he's English, and he lives in Ireland with his girl, and he told me that she'd been on this journey, and she's the one, Suze, that actually got him to take the 6 pictures. And I was like, that is awesome. And then just to see the journey that he's on, he's got a great little blog going there. And, you know, he was actually doing questions from the plank when he started. You guys know, you get the plank, you know, and you can hold it any kind of level past 2 minutes, you're going. I got to send a special shout out to Liz because that superhero chick, she got over 6 minutes on this plank, which totally blew my mind. It was a dancing plank. Moving, did you see that, Stacey? Did you see that little, the video of her in the plank?
I did not. I'm going to have to look that up because she's amazing.
She is, man. You know, she's got a great blog. We have so many amazing people out there.
Yes,
have
she does.
So many really cool things. You got that that email. That's the other thing I want to talk about. Nolan, you guys going to read that tonight from him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Another... amazing story. I mean, we are just so blessed on so many levels to have so many amazing stories from so many, you know, really, really cool people. And that's all I got to say. Again, thanks for being a part of this and sharing your story because Barry is hoping to inspire so many other people. Guys, have a great night and
right.
Have a great
thanks a
bro.
Lot for calling in.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. In that video that he dropped with Slim in it is pretty damn cool. we're just kind of like,
yeah.
I love when Slim is like, I can't get a new wallet to put this check in because they gave him one of the big checks, which is pretty cool. So awesome, Dallas. Thanks for stopping in. And for those hanging out, blog lines open until about 10 till. And we won't take calls or call or pass that while we close up. But it's 347-994-1216 if you want to call. Or ddpradio.com if you're listening on the phone, you want to hop in the chat room and talk to all the users who are chatting it up in there. But we have some callers. We have some good news from Nolan that Dallas dropped for you that we're going to get to. What do you guys want to do first? Want to hit a caller?
I'm good either way. Yeah, okay. Let's pull up... the first one is area code 605.
Travis.
Hey, guys. It's Travis.
Hey, brother.
How's it going? How'd you
get? Hey, Travis.
I had to call in to give Sparky some grief or whatever else with the sore hammies from doing the 100.
Yeah, dude. You know, I felt the soreness, and, you know, this is a testament to what Dallas was saying, talking about icing it up and watching people hurt themselves. You know, in my mind, I'm like, I've been doing this a long time. It's just a little soreness. And so we kicked the rest of the workouts out last week. I went to the chiropractor today, and I just told her, I said, I got some pulls in my hamstrings. And she said, you feel this, this, this? I mentioned at the beginning of the show, in the back my right hamstring is just completely jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
So ice is my friend.
Here's what I think about that. I don't know if it has to do with how quickly you did it. That was the one thing I was afraid of, on going and trying to blow through things too quickly. Because whenever you do a move too quickly, whether you do, I learned this. This is a lesson you learn doing judo and jiu-jitsu and that sort of thing. Is if you if you try to do a technique or you do a move or position too quickly, you're going to hurt something because you're all tensed up. You're blowing through it. And you're not being mindful on how you're moving and what you're doing with yourself. So, and I don't know if that was the case for you, Sparky, but that's one of the things. I think that's why I purposely, did my 101 bang salute as long as I did, just so I can make sure it's nice and slow, and I got every little second out of it I could.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know, because I sped through the first couple, and then I was like, what really got me was I was out of breath, because if you throw a little dynamic resistance on top of doing a couple of those in a row, that's a heck of a workout. But I started thinking back on it, and I remember a couple of the down dogs. I'm like, I really want to get deep in these after I started getting through it. And I'm just wondering if I just, on top of firing those first couple out too fast, maybe it was too fast and I was too cold, like you said, and then trying to just get too much into it. But lesson learned, I'm going to slow things down, and I'm going to ice the, like, immediately.
Ego, man. If you ego gets you every time. I mean, that's how Jake hurt his shoulder. You're not mindful of anything, and then you say, oh, I can do this. I've been doing this for how long? No problem. And that's when stuff happens.
Yeah, shit. Like Dallas says, check your ego at the door. That's a good idea. Seriously,
check your ego at the door. Nice and slow. It's not a race. You're not sitting there trying to beat the clock, even though you might be looking at the clock like you talked about last week and saying, oh, come on, it's time to go home. Doing it faster ain't going to make it go faster. You just, own it yourself, own it, and just take your time.
The cool thing, though, is at this point, I could be super frustrated that I'm going to have to take it really easy. The cool thing about, I guess, about the hamstring is that, like, on the stretches and stuff, it's really tight, but, the quads and stuff and a lot of the moves make up for it. I can do a little bit of strength, but I'm not going to be able to stretch as far. But I know now that I can take it easy, and I'm not going to get frustrated. I know how to modify, but I won't get frustrated by it. I'll take it easy,
right.
I'll take it slow, and I know it's not going to stop me.
Yep. That's just like a few months ago when I hurt my shoulder. I took a quick fall. We were working on a short fall, and we were doing the crash mats, and it was one of those things where I wasn't, I was not being mindful in how I was landing, and I landed and I tweaked my shoulder on the crash mat, so I turned my shoulder back there, and then. For a few weeks afterwards, I had to work around that injury and take things extra slow, go a lot more safety zones, slowing the down dog, that sort of thing, to get the shoulder back. And even now, I still feel that shoulder a little bit, but, taking that, those slow movements and just really concentrating on that shoulder really makes a difference.
Yeah. Hey, Stacy, have you ever had to fight through an injury a little bit? Or hit something that kind of got you while you've been coming through the workout?
I've had a shoulder injury within the last year, and I had to really just pull back because I was in danger of not being able to work out, So I definitely had to check my ego at the door because I like to still weight train now and then, and I was getting into, I'm going to use bigger and bigger and bigger dumbbells, and can't do that anymore. That's what I love about the workouts, though, the DDP workouts, is I've never injured myself doing that.
I'm going to be blogging about here too. I really think that, you know, doing DDP yoga, you know, and I just emailed you, Robert, on a new picture to add to my transformation stuff there. But I put in that I don't think I could be doing, you know, this time last year, I couldn't be doing half the stuff that I'm doing right now if it wasn't for doing the DDP yoga and, you know, is working that dynamic resistance. It just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, DR definitely does. So, you ready for tomorrow's workout?
I am. I haven't checked the text message, whatever, for what Jess says we're doing. So
yeah. So Jess and Jake, guys, we need to work out. I know Jake was talking about maybe doing fat burner, and I told him, I said, don't hold it up because I can modify. So we'll see what he brings up tomorrow. But
I'll be looking
for the text.
Right. Whatever he puts up, I can do and add a little bit. I did the whole thing, and I started, and then once I got done with that, I did some ascending bang salutes going from 3-second push-ups to 10-second push-ups, just to throw it up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. That's awesome, Rick. You're in the challenge, so I got to get in there and check out some of the workouts that people have been posting. So, cool.
Yeah.
All right, girl.
I'm working up towards, you know, you're talking about the judo and, you know, the judo and jiu-jitsu stuff I'm doing. I'm actually doing a fusion of DDP yoga and judo. So it's going to throw a couple of reaps in there. So, you know, like I mentioned before in my previous stuff there, don't fear the reaper, and it's going to be a fun time.
I look forward to it, man.
All right. Well, I'll let other people talk here. You guys have a good night.
You too,
brother.
You too,
man. Yeah, man. He actually has been really inspiring me lately with the morning workouts and the extra stuff he throws into it. He's just, like you said, there's a lot of people who now are just taking it to another level, and it's crazy to see. But and one of the guys actually who took it to another level that Dallas mentioned was Nolan. Stacey, you want me to read that, or you want to go through it?
Oh, you go ahead, Spark. But
all right. So first, I just want to congratulate Nolan for what he accomplished. But what Dallas was mentioning was a post, an email that Nolan sent to him. So I'm just going to go through it. And he asked if we would mind sharing some news for him. And he said on Monday he passed his CPT, Certified Personal Trainer exam, from NASM, the National Academy for Sports Medicine. So that, I know how hard that is. I got this stuff. It's going to take me forever to get through it, so congratulations. That's really tough. And he says it's surreal for him to even think that it really happened, but it did. And he's grateful to all of his friends through Team DDP Yoga who have been relentless cheerleaders and whose encouragement has brought him to the place where he's at, which, man, you guys know, without Team DDP Yoga and the connections you make there, it'd be tough to get where any of us are in our journeys, I think, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely. And I love what he says about he still has bad eating days and down days, and, you know, he keeps going. I just think it's important for people to hear people who have had these big weight losses like me and Nolan. You know, we it's not like we've arrived, you know, like we still have to fight the demons and make the decision to get out of bed and do the workouts and eat clean. And we're not always perfect at it. And that's part of the deal.
That is part of the deal. And that's kind of where I fit in myself as the regular guy, because I see people crushing it. And that, you can't be envious of somebody else's success. You've got to be into your own success, because your journey is going to be so different. But the cool thing is, no matter if somebody's coming up behind you or they're already in front of you, everybody wants to see you succeed, and they don't care where you're at. So it's really cool that, you know, people are doing stuff like this, and, you know, some people are making their own workouts, some people are getting DDP Yoga certified, some people are getting NASM certified and getting their certified personal trainers. It's crazy, man. The stuff that people are doing is truly amazing. And, you know, to hit the last bit of what Nolan said, you know, he's telling us about how much his life has changed just in 16 months is how long he's been here. And he says he can't say thank you enough to DDP, Robert, Steve U, Yoga Doc, Stacey, Sparky, and Perry Lang, as well as his host of DDP Yoga Friends. And he said he can't name you all, and he knows he'd leave somebody out, and he probably doesn't want to do that. So he said we helped him to change his life, and he wants to keep commit to spending the rest of his life paying your kindness and generosity forward to others. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, that's great. And I had no idea that he said he was once crippled with arthritic pain. And to see him now is just amazing. Just amazing what can happen.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the people coming in and the journeys they're taking and completely transforming their lives. And, not to go back and pile on Slim again, but, you know, I mean, Slim is a great example of somebody who came and was new to us, who walked in Stacey, your footsteps and in Arthur's footsteps, sort of the blueprint that you put down. And Slim's just, man, it's just amazing what people start to believe in themselves and do and move forward. Mm-hmm. Completely inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, and for those of you in chat, it looks like chat police are coming, so.
Yes, they're on their way.
Which is good stuff. So that's the first time I've ever seen anybody spam the chat, which is kind of crazy. So at least it's not getting man trolling.
Well, we've got about 15 minutes left, and
four callers.
Yeah, five now.
All right, let's hit them.
All right, the first one is area code 620.
Hey, hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine. Who do we have?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us?
Yeah.
What's your name?
You got me? Dave Williams.
How's it
Dave
going?
Dave Williams.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's going on tonight, brother?
Hey, I was just calling in at thank you, guys. David Williams is my name. I'm actually on the Success Stories, and I'm really, really, really happy for this program. I'm just calling in to say how grateful I am to have found this program, being a person with a bad back, and this is my only avenue back to where I've ever could get to in this kind of shape.
That's awesome. So, David, how long have you been doing programs?
I've been doing it for 10 months now.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So what's the biggest change you've seen?
What's that?
What's the biggest change you've seen with yourself?
Oh, I've got people that I've known for all my life that don't recognize me.
Oh, wow.
Isn't
that fun?
You know, yeah, it's almost strange. People take a double take, and then they'll finally figure out, hey, that's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So how much have you lost, you don't mind me asking?
I've lost 65 pounds. I was 235 and I'm 170 now. And but I'm to the point now, I didn't think I could ever have a six pack, but I think by 47 I'm going to be there.
That's awesome. Well, and how old are you now? Are you 46?
I'm 46.
That's awesome, bro. That is really cool. I feel the same way at 40, because I started when I was 37. It's crazy to be able to hit this around the age of 40 and feel completely rejuvenated. Don't you feel like 10, 15 years younger?
Oh, I do. I mean, I've had two back surgeries, so I was at the point where I used to lift weights and I could do a lot of things, but it got to the point I couldn't do anything. And once I found this program, I look forward to doing the program because that my back will feel better after I do my workout than before. So I'll do one at lunch, and then I'll do one again in the evening.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, you stick with it, and you will see Because I started this in my mid-40s, and you'll start to age in reverse. You know, it doesn't solve everything, but, man, you will be going in such a positive direction that most people your age are not going in, and you're going to be amazed.
Yeah, my wife tells me she's afraid I'm on something because I have so much more energy, and I'm like I'm 20 years old again.
I love it.
That's awesome. Has she started to keep up with you now?
Oh no, she's a runner. I can barely keep up with her still. but hey, this is kind of a strange question, but did everybody lose all their toenails, or was that just me?
That is a strange question. Yeah, I don't think I've heard that before.
I think that might just be you.
Okay, because I left whenever about 4 months in, I left lost every toenail on every foot. So maybe it was just me.
Wow.
I'd say, were you doing this in tennis shoes or something?
No, I was doing barefooted. I mean, they all just started. They all cracked and fell off, and I thought, well, they've all grown back now. But I thought that was awful. I was wondering if that was strange or it must be just strange on my part.
Wow, that's you're like a phoenix, literally rebuilding from ground up. I don't know.
And the only other question I might have is on the building up my legs. It seems to be my legs are getting smaller, but my upper half's still the same or getting bigger. Anything you got suggestion I can do for my legs to actually build a little mass?
Squats, sumo squats, lunges. And hitting those like crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, do more of them. Do stuff on your toes. I found a new way to challenge myself with a diamond cutter, and try doing it on your toes. It's a whole different ball game.
Okay. Sounds good. And I'm going to thank all you guys. Thank DDP, and I'm just so appreciative whichever everything that's I've done and what it's done for me. Thank you.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Congratulations on the weight loss, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Good night.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
All right, let's roll them. Who else we got?
Eric with 856.
DDP Radio, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
How are you?
This is Dave Orth. How are
I thought it was
no way,
like,
Dave.
But are you like unwrapping something or talking from inside a tunnel?
No, I had you on speaker there for a second.
Oh, okay. What's up, brother?
So I just wanted to call in. I did a DDP yoga workout with Stevie Richards on Monday night. He was in my area. He was at the Monster Factory. It's a wrestling school in Paulsboro, New Jersey. And just wanted to give him a big thanks for having it local to me so I was able to go. Super nice guy. It was a great workout, nice venue. I think there was a good 15, maybe 20 people there. This is a really cool workout.
Yeah, he's a really, really good guy.
Yeah. Super nice. I mean, he just couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, he's great and completely ripped.
phenomenal shape.
Yeah, wow. He absolutely is. So how was it for the? So he's the first certified DDP yoga instructor. So did he kick your ass in the workout?
Yeah, he did. You know, good 35 or 40 minutes, just nonstop. Did some, a lot of beginners, that were a lot of people from the school were there. And so he had some beginners and, went through the breathing exercises and then, went over dynamic resistance and, hopped right into it. And we were sweating pretty good by the time we were finished.
That's awesome, bro. I'm glad. Yeah. Man. Everything that happens like on that side of the state, you're always into or you're creating it.
I try to get out, you know, when I can, you know, when there's something close enough, and fortunately, you know, he was pretty close by, so, you know, he let me know he was coming nearby, and I said, oh, you know, mark me down, I'll be there. And you know, so huge thanks to him, huge thanks to the guys at the Monster Factory, everybody that I got to meet down there. They were all just really solid group, really good guys. And you know, so Stevie, you know, did some Q&A afterwards, and you know, I got to tell them a little bit about Team DDP Yoga and, you know, the whole benefit of it and how it's helped me, you know, over a year and a half into the program now, so coming up on 2 years soon. So, you know, just kind of gave them how good it is and how helpful it is, and especially how good the program will be for what they're looking to do with the training that they're doing and, you know, trying to get into professional wrestling.
That's awesome. We're gonna put on another thing, because I got to make it out to one of your events someday, because I missed the DC one and I didn't make the Philadelphia one, but man.
Well, I would say you probably want to move, you know, sell your house and move to the right side of the state, because that's probably part of the problem. You're over on that far left side, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers and all that stuff. You don't need any of that.
You had to bring up some pay. But hey, if the Steelers aren't doing it, at least the Pirates are. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, you got that right. The Pirates are playing pretty well.
That's right, brother. All right, man.
Hey, all right, guys. I don't want to hold you up, but yeah, thanks. Just wanted to give a shout out. So you all have a good night.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, guys. See ya.
Sweet.
All right, we got some. What's that?
Yeah, I said, Dave does so much. I'd have loved to have been in that Stevie Richards workout, man.
Oh yeah.
Next one up is
area code 831.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? It's Bill. I just want to give you guys a couple quick updates on my end pertaining to, like, the DDP, like, books that I got, the me being able to, like, scan it, read it. That's coming together real nice. And thanks for putting the DDP yoga book on Bookshare. That actually helped out a lot. And I was wondering if it'd be okay with you guys or whoever I need to go through. A couple of weeks, I'll be getting some scanning material so I could personally scan the program guide. And basically, it'll go through a three-stage process, and it'll be up on the web probably in a couple of months under Bookshare. And if you guys are cool with that, I can put it up. So it'll be privileged to anybody with a visual impairment or a blind print issue. And also, I'm just wondering when you guys might be coming down to L.A. for a workshop.
L.A.? I don't know when he's been back out to L.A., but on the book, man, you got to hook up either with Robert or shoot DDP an email, and they'll get you hooked up with the right thing. But that's awesome, because you've been giving updates here every couple months on getting the program down. So now that you got the materials and you're able to read the books and stuff, are you getting into the workouts okay?
I don't have the DVD workouts yet. I'm just getting the all the print material, because it's like so many different methods and doing it with like a voice audio program and then another program that basically scans any print and puts it into a digital text. So I got to do that and then ship it to them. It's a three-stage process for them to, like, approve it, check it, double-check it, and then it'll be available to everybody. So I'm taking care of all that. That way not only I can help myself out, but I can somewhat help, you know, the DDP, like, deal to, like, maybe broaden it to those people that can't get it and just make it up and equal, because the book's out there, which, again, I appreciate. I got that, been reading it. and it's super awesome. I look forward to doing that every day, just contributing for right now in that way, and then eventually I will hook up and grab the DVDs.
Cool. Hey, Robert, does Bill want to talk to you or maybe hook up with Steve to talk about that?
I think that I would be the first person to go through on that one, but I'll have to touch base probably with either Steve or Dallas on it at some point.
Okay, that sounds awesome because I've done a lot of legwork on my end. I still got your email. I would try to hook up with Dallas, but that's through the chat, and that's another difficult angle I'll put aside for right now. But if you don't mind too, Robert, I'm okay with this. If you want to pass Dallas my personal email.
Well, just I don't want to put that over the air. If you just want to shoot me an email on that, we can probably do it that way.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect.
Awesome, Bill. Look, keep up the work and the great attitude, man. It's good to hear your update.
Yeah, man. I've been doing other things for myself and just keeping positive and taking those people that are kind of, negative or semi-negative, just kind of putting them off to the side, I'm actually, as we are speaking, I heard like a couple people, weight training here and there. I've been doing a little bit of that with the personal trainer. She's kind of helping me out in a great sense. So right now I'm just on a super positive track and, I got you guys as support. That's awesome. And I thank you guys again for everything.
You're welcome, brother. Hey, keep rocking it. Have an awesome night, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too, Stacey and Robert.
That's awesome. He fell in with all the updates. I'm glad he's like really sticking with it and has a positive mindset. Like you said, there's no room for negativity.
And he's not letting anything stop him, I can tell.
Yep.
Okay, well, we've got two more that called in before the cutoff time. The first one is area code 195.
Hi, it's Ian here in England.
Hey, how are you doing?
Ian. Hey. Ian the Night Owl.
Yeah,
that was
3 weeks in a row. I was just calling today because I've gone dairy-free about a week ago now. And I was just wondering if number one, if you guys do that as well, and how quickly it made a difference to you, because I feel a lot different already just from a week off the dairy.
Phase three for me is not something I do all the time, but it's something I do if I'm really pushing into something. I do gluten-free and dairy-free, but like with the food combining and hitting that all that at once, I'll notice something pretty quickly as long as I'm ramping up the workouts and getting the cardio in. And within a couple weeks, like when I was training, I call it training, but when I first went down to Atlanta to meet Dallas last year, I started that for like a month, 2 months before I went down there. Within like 2 weeks, I started to see like weight start to drop off dramatically more than it was when I was at a plateau.
Okay, yeah, it's just because, I sort of did it because I had a few things going on at home recently. I just started to feel a bit negative, and I just wanted to have something with a bit of a positive boost, and just from dropping milk and butter and cheese and going dairy-free is really, I don't know if it's mental or if it is physical, but I do feel a lot more positive this week just from doing that, really. Does it have that effect as well, do you think? Positivity wise,
I think cause it's inflammatory, and I think when you start to pull the stuff out, and Nancy, who's going to be on, she knows a lot of this stuff. And I remember the last time she was on talking about sort of the addictive nature of it, and you brought it up a little bit, Stacey.
Yeah, it's addictive, and she's going to be specific about casein. That I think is a protein in cow dairy, which I don't really know why it's so harmful, but she'll explain it. But when I went off dairy, like, boy, this is going back 4 years now, I noticed immediately I just had such a surge in energy levels, you know,
yeah.
And I really thought I was going to miss it because I was quite addicted to cheese especially.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I felt outweighed the actual love of the flavor of cheese. But, you know, you don't have to give it up entirely because there's some really great Manchegos out there and hard goat cheeses that very closely mimic cheddar.
Right, okay.
But I think maybe that's why you're feeling so much more positive. You just probably have a lot more energy and your system's not all, you know, mucked up literally from the dairy.
Yeah, I definitely do, particularly in the mornings I found. And I've switched from, obviously, cow's milk to soy milk, and it is the GMO-free soy milk. I did check that. And not only do I find it gives me more energy, but I think it fills me up more because I usually have, like, a large coffee in the morning with the soy milk now. And I found I've been having my lunch later in the day, so I'm just not hungry by midday when normally I'm starving by lunchtime.
That's interesting. Well, I think your body is giving you a 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the one thing I did find is with the way I was eating and when I eat, when I'm really good gluten-free, dairy-free, and I get the right proteins and vegetables in, the way the dough, my digestive system handles those, I stay satiated so much longer. So I feel the same thing.
Yeah, oh, that's good to know. That was it really. I did a video about that on my blog today as well. So if anybody wants to go and have a look at my blog, the video's on there.
Ian's
as well.
Got a great blog. Yeah, check out Ian's blog. It's very inspirational and informative.
Can I give it a plug? The address?
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
It's ianddpyoga.blogspot.com. And I have a YouTube channel as well, but the links to that is on the blog itself.
Awesome, bro. I'm glad you all right.
Thanks for staying up again, Ian.
Yeah, oh, no problem. Thanks very much for having me.
Well, no problem.
Yeah,
get some sleep, man.
Anytime, man.
That will do. Thank you. Cheers.
Take care, bro.
Bye-bye.
And let me see, the next one up is, let's see if it's going to load, it's going a little slow, it's area code 615.
Hi y'all, it's Don from Nashville.
Hey bro.
Hey,
oh, hey Don. How you doing, Don?
I'm doing pretty good. Just calling in to let y'all know we are doing the Middle Tennessee DDP Yoga Group. We are doing group workouts for the team members every other Saturday for the rest of the year, going up until January. So it'll be this Saturday again, and if we outgrow my house, I've already got the park lined up so we can work out by the lake.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome. So how many people do you hold?
We, in the house, I can hold about 10 people in the house. That's moving the couch out of the way. And if we need to take it out to the street, we'll take it out to the cul-de-sac. So.
I love it. Cul-de-sac yoga. I think you might be onto something, Don.
I'm already working on that because the neighbors are already wanting to know how to do it. And I've got everything loaded up on my MP3, and I can just put my headset in, and here we go.
Oh, cool.
Also, since you guys were talking about slips and emotional gravity and all this other stuff, which I talk about all the time, just some people think is cryptic with my blogs, but it's not. Actually, I've been doing this for 13 months now, and I kind of hit that little wall. I'm still losing inches, but the weight's not going away because I'm down 16 sizes in 13 months, which is fantastic.
Oh,
I'm
thrilled
with that. But I caught myself tonight, or actually this afternoon, For some reason, I pulled into a Sonic, and I sat there. And if you don't have a Sonic in your neighborhood...
Yeah.
And I sat there, and I didn't press the button. I just kind of sat there. And I had my iPhone going on shuffle, just playing random music, and up came Strength Builder. It just came up randomly on my shuffle. And just as that came up, the little roller skate girl came up. She's like, "Are you okay? Can I get you anything?" I'm like, "No, thanks. I'm good." That was after about 20 minutes of me sitting there listening to the Strength Builder workout that just randomly popped up. Because I sat there staring at the menus, and I'm like, there's nothing here I want. Why did I come here? And I've done this before. I've driven round fast food joints 3 or 4 times. And
oh,
just
wow.
Looking, thinking I want a burger, and then I'm driving around, and I'm like, not thinking I'm better than anybody else walking in and out, but thinking I don't want to be this person anymore.
Uh-huh. And I totally relate.
Yeah.
Go out.
No, I think it's cool you're talking about it because, you know,
Yes. This
is just a reality. And I call this sort of thing a behavioral ghost, you know. I think sometimes I find myself doing similar things, and it's almost like my body and mind are literally still programmed to sometimes when the going gets tough or I'm just bored or I just, you know, want some stimulation for my taste buds, you know, I find myself gravitating to certain places or foods. Out of just sheer habit, because I did it for decades. But the cool thing is now, you know, I really think about it. I think it through, and I think about what I want. And, you know, but I think it's just like a normal sort of an after effect of the new life, you know. Like, the old life is always sort of there as a shadow, as a ghost, but it doesn't have to run you anymore.
Oh, yeah, and I spent 10 years doing service and drive. My office is my car, and I would drive around all around Middle Tennessee and North Alabama and working and eating 3 meals out of a day out of a bag. And I pulled into the Sonic, and I was like, first thing that popped in my head was my go-to, chili cheese, coney, large tater tots, and a cherry limeade. And then I just sat there and I scanned over everything, and I was like, there's nothing here and I know better, and it wasn't something that I was like, oh, my gosh, I've got to have this. It was just I pulled in, and I caught myself, what am I doing here? So, and, you know, it happens to all of us, and I didn't press the button this time. Will I press it next time? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. But I'm not going to crucify myself if I do. Because I'm not throwing everything away because I had a hamburger one day. I didn't, but there's no need to. I see so many people crucify themselves. Oh, I've got to start all over again. You're not starting all over again. You slipped, you fell down, you get up. Just like Dallas always tells us.
Well, yeah, and it's not realistic. Just speaking for myself, when I started this, I'm like, I'm not going to play this never again game. Like I've done my whole life, because that's such a setup. And I just put a little comment on the chat room that sometimes I will have a splurge, which for me is a cheeseburger, and that's the one time I bend the dairy rule. But I have no bun, and I enjoy every bite, and I eat it with awareness and not with a side of fries and a big milkshake, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a total different ballgame from the way I used to eat cheeseburgers. And it's a way I've learned to compromise with the part of me that sometimes still wants that. And it's okay to give that to myself now and then, as long as it doesn't get out of hand, and then I start using it as a drug again.
Exactly.
And I just want to say, I think, you know, one of the things that inspires me about what you said is the ability that you had to drive in there to sort of sit, contemplate it, and not pull the trigger for as long as you said. If I was there for more than 5 minutes, it would have been very tough for me not to be like, okay, give me everything.
I catch myself reading everything now, to looking, saying, okay, gluten-free, no, what does this have in it? It's got more than 3 ingredients, forget it. And that's where I catch myself, even at the store, and I'll stop. I know what I'm looking for at the store, I already know. because I have my standard stuff, but I'll go through other stuff just to look at stuff and say, wow, look at all this crap in here. Never, no thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, your body knows the difference now between good food that really feels good to your body and food that's going to not be so beneficial.
Oh, definitely. That was all I had. I just wanted to share that part and also the Middle Tennessee DDP Yoga Group, because we've got big plans for the January workshop, because there's a whole gaggle of us going down for January.
That's awesome, bro.
That's so cool. That's a great way to treat yourself and take a really fun and healthy vacation.
I got two goal points this year, January and then back to Mexico.
All right.
Do it. So. Awesome, Dawn. Well, you've been doing some awesome stuff, and I'm glad you called with your story, man.
All right,
y'all
have a good night.
For sharing that with us.
I appreciate it.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
That's awesome. We had some of the heavy hitters call in and give some absolute real truth tonight, so that's pretty cool. All right. Well, I think that does us for the evening. You guys got anything else you want to give the folks?
No, I'm good.
I'm good, too. I just, you know, I'm a big believer in enjoying life and enjoy food in moderation and don't beat yourself up, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we always say, you know, when the 10% comes a knocking, you get square in the ass and live life at 90%. But for tonight's show, somebody brought this up, and I love the saying, start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can.
That's a good motto, Spark. I'm going to live that this week.
Absolutely. All right. This has been ZDP Radio. It's been real. Peace out.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.